HB.
Okay, I have for classified as cellular nutrition supports build cellular enzymes. I didn't have very much on here for what MHB supports.
You're going to see that in the skin under cofactors, which would include aspects that support the enzymatic function. It's not just minerals and enzymes, but there's a lot in the extracellular matrix that requires help from MHB. It just kind of helps clear the connective tissue as well, but it helps just optimize cellular function. So cells live in a liquid environment. That liquid is nurtured and supported with MHB, along with good nutrition.
I used to, I tell people it's like your nutrition for the cells. It's your,
yeah.
It's like a cellular multivitamin.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, further on in what's been written in here, I mean, I don't know that you want to read through all that exactly, but in the function, I talk about cell danger response, and this is the first of its kind of products to support cells under stress. Cell danger actually means a stress alert in the cells. It's just a labeling of, you know, in science they call it cell danger, but in life we just call it stress. And the various degrees of stress, included all the way down to trauma, then activate natural law, and that's where you get your advanced illnesses. But you still get illness under stress, and you still get illness under cell danger. And cell danger can be minimized down to, or simplified into, one simple sentence, which is the electrons steal from the cell. So when there's stress, the body has to find resources to help adapt to it, mount a defense, either whatever that might be. Cell danger has up to 18 different steps that the cells go through, which is really laying out why stress makes us sick and how in the long run, not having cellular nutrition costs our health.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about loss of electron, MHB supports all of the necessary electrons to help sustain as much as possible within the range that it's not like 500 gigawatts or whatever. But, you know, I mean, we use moringa, aloe vera, barberry, Yauglin, which is a very fantastic longevity herb, and they're foundational in restoration of vital cell energy. So, you know, all levels of health have to include detoxification first, you know, nutrition and support to build reserves, and then just metabolic function. So you don't know if you're building reserves, if you don't have enough to detoxify, then you're not clearing and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
You're not building reserves if you're toxic. So, you know, all of the levels that are necessary to help determine how healthy the cell is, and how, you know, that goes all the way back to your left-right spin, you know, your energy that's on each meridian. And if the meridian's low, if it's fatigued or falls, you're not, you know, you need nutrition, but you're not necessarily building reserves.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, it's one of the fantastic five, I guess, and it has to be seen as cell vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And the more stress you're under, the more you need. So you can't technically overdo it, but at the same time, you know, These are nutrition herbs. Moringa is probably one of the most fantastic leaves of the trees, and it's loaded with natural protein and minerals, lots of green energy from the sun, and even moringa powder is now finding it to the store shelves, even organic, to just be added to your smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. This has been, MHB has been a staple in my practice since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a totally unique product. There isn't anything that's designed for cellular health like this. And, you know, that's why it is a staple. And when you're pairing it with the technology, you're knowing where it's actually really doing the most good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can follow, you can put it on the plate and test each one of the points if you want, or the polarities. And it works really well when you add the genos and the matrix and hydration and drain factors, and all those things are necessary to really build the extracellular matrix.
Well, that's what we have here, pairs well with all genos, geno matrix, daily detox, Terrain Factors, Total B, Ultra GL.
Yeah. And it stands to reason, if they have a clean lifestyle and good nutrition, they don't need as much of it. But if they're, you know, cheating a lot, eating out a lot, you know, I don't know, one of the biggest toxicities of eating out a lot is high sodium. This doesn't necessarily pull sodium out of the tissues per se. And we'd have to talk about that in an advanced class anyway. So probably at some point in time, we'll just put parentheses. How do you detox sodium chloride out of the tissues? That was one of the biggest leading reasons why there's water gain in the body.
Yes. One thing I've always told people, if they're eating out at night, take magnesium.
Yeah.
To help balance the sodium.
Yeah. Always. That's a good idea.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.